Jay Hazen Productions presents Queen of Battle. Six exceptional women, one incredible story. A U.S. veteran created and produced audio drama.
Twelve weeks in hell.
Dans notre quotidien, c'est certain.
This is news special report. Allied forces continue to come under heavy enemy threat in many areas of the country. The main UN and British occupied airfield has been subjected to daily barrages of mortar and artillery fire, jeopardizing many arrival and departure flights. This morning, three UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters were badly damaged, and one U.S. soldier was killed while attempting to contain the subsequent blaze. According to the Joint Operations Commander, Lieutenant General Chapman, the current situation in these hostile areas will only continue to deteriorate as long as the influx of reinforcements is delayed. The topography of the country does not allow for airfields to be constructed, and the enemy has control of most roads and passes. General Chapman says that as long as these routes are persistently cut off by the enemy, the capabilities of the troops under his command will continue to be hindered. In other news, French President Nicolas Sarkozy visited the White
House. Oh, this water's cold!
Not a good way to start out the day.
That'll teach you to turn on the news first thing in the morning.
I know it. I was trying to find one old dang old crazy music stations.
You have to be lucky. The wind has to be blowing just right.
Luck does not exist here.
Ow! I think you're the only one who hasn't given up leg shaving, Corporal Lopez. This is really great coffee.
It's my special blend.
Yeah?
I put in a little old cocoa and scraped some chocolate off that boot heel they call a brownie. And voila.
It's magical.
Made with love.
Jeez.
Oh, nah. I love you too, Corporal. Whether you like it or not.
Who's up next for guard duty?
Yours truly. Kozik is up there right now.
You're 15 minutes late.
I know.
He won't mind once he sees you with a cup of your magic brew.
I bring it to him every morning. I don't think he would mind if I was an hour late. He's such a nice kid.
Yeah.
I'll see y'all later.
Thanks for the coffee.
Anytime, honey.
How do you think he feels about being the only guy?
Kozak? Well, at first I'm sure he was all gung-ho.
And now?
3 months later. Like he lives with four bipolar wives.
Like a polygamous worst nightmare.
Honestly? It doesn't really seem to bother him, being stuck with us.
I've never seen him upset.
Me neither.
You think it has anything to do with Alphabet?
He is her sort of replacement. And I'm sure he's just being considerate about what happened.
That must have sucked. Being told you're joining an all-female squad to replace someone who took her life.
You still think that's what happened? That Andrea killed herself?
The investigation is still ongoing, heard they're saying, but I don't see how they're going to come to any other conclusion.
What about the fact that her pill bottle was missing?
I don't know. I try not to think about it, really. Still have bad dreams about that morning.
How do you even remember? Morning, Kozak.
Morning, White. Corporal?
You were so wasted that morning.
Listen, I know I was, okay? But that incident sobered me up quick.
Where are you going?
Sergeant Dower called on the radio earlier. He's got some mail for us.
The truck actually got through?
I guess so. They've been traveling at night and avoiding all the main roads as much as possible. So what the hell is that smell?
The coffee?
No, the vulgar one.
That would be dirty.
Good God.
I don't even notice it anymore.
Pretty soon I'm gonna make her sleep on the roof.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Seriously, I'm immune to it now. I've built up a tolerance.
Consider yourself blessed.
Ugh, I woke myself up.
Well, you're gonna put the rest of us to sleep. There is seriously something wrong with your bowels, girl.
I know. Ready to eat meals.
Doherty!
I think you're on to something, Becky. These MREs do sort of cause some...
issues.
Yes, definitely.
I only poop twice a week.
Doherty, seriously?
And it's solid, like a brick.
All right.
Why don't you go to the aid station, Becky? They have to have something that can help.
Like a diamond brick or a sandbag?
God.
You mean the place you have to walk 2 miles to get to, where they give you a handful of Motrin?
Infantry candy.
And then send you on your way? No, they really won't help. They don't have an actual physician there, so the medics are afraid to give anything other than over-the-counter stuff.
A laxative shouldn't be a problem, though.
Sure. Let's reverse Doherty's issue.
Good point.
Anyway, we'll have our own medic here soon enough.
Natsumi!
She'll be here next week.
October 25th. October 25th, we will have our own medic to fix my farts and my diamond hard brick shits.
God, Doherty.
I know. Oh, I've missed Annie.
It's about time, too. Now she gets to come join the party.
Oh, yes.
At ease. I'm stuck. God, what?
Oh, God.
Private, how'd you get stuck in your sleeping bag on a daily basis? Am I gonna have to make you my Papa Charlie again?
Negative, First Sergeant.
Stay alert.
Stay alive, First Sergeant.
How is my braless wonder these days?
Oh, I'm wearing one. I remembered, see?
Oh, come on.
Doherty! Thank you, Private Doherty. I'm sorry I asked.
Long time no see, First Sergeant.
They keeping me busy now. But you still got Sergeant Dower, and he's a good man for the job. Is that Kelly's...
special blend? Yes, First Sergeant.
Well, I don't think she's gonna mind if I take some coffee.
There's only mail for Doherty here, and I'll take Big Sis's up to her.
She'll make more coffee, First Sergeant. She keeps it going all day.
Ay, Dios, this is freaking good. Anyway, if you have been listening to the news, you know things have been getting pretty hot out there. That airfield is getting hit hard. From what I hear, everybody there is sleeping with their helmets and flak vests on. If things continue this way, Captain Howard believes we will lose any kind of advantage in the air. Corporal Lopez.
First Sergeant.
Who you got missing? I have some info.
I got everybody here. Kelly's topside pulling guard duty.
Make sure you pass this on ASAP.
Roger, First Sergeant.
You all gonna have some company to join you here in this little grade school building you call a bunker. Lieutenant Adams got word from battalion that a reporter from some London area newspaper is coming to join you. This person will be embedded with you till they're done with the story. Manos abajo, let me finish. You gonna ask me what newspaper? I don't know. You gonna ask me if it's a man or a woman? I don't know. What I do know is they have been fully vetted, and I should not even have to say because you've been through this shit before, but I will anyway for the brutas among you. Do not give confidential information. Do not give information about our tactics, locations, or operations. When in doubt, leave it out. Most of all, ladies, y Cossack, this goes for you too. Avoid any intimacy with this person, or there will be scandal. The media loves that shit. Imagine what would happen if they found out somebody from the first all-female infantry unit slept with a reporter. I can see the headlines already. Female infantry, locked and loaded, or knocked up and bloated.
No worries, First Sergeant.
Not worried yet. But your little samurai-loving firecracker medic will be here next week.
We'll keep her reined in.
Hua, any questions before I head back to the CP?
Any updates on the hot water, First Sergeant?
No hot water. And don't expect any for a while. Gotta keep using your little stoves.
What about Chow?
MREs until further notice.
More diamond brick shits.
Shh!
None of our support people are close enough to carry Hot Chow to us safely. And by the way, Staff Sergeant Riley, the mess sergeant, was killed by a sniper bullet last night. That fucking sniper almost got a couple others too, till he was located by 3rd Platoon and was taken out. Anything else? They are harassing us, people. Keep your heads down.
Eddie!
Doherty, we don't do that here.
Hey, did any of you guys know Sergeant Riley?
Anybody who's been on KP duty knows Sergeant Riley.
He used to call all of us Guy all the damn time. It annoyed the hell out of me. Hey, Guy, grab that hose. Hey, Guy, you know how to make an omelet? Kind of feel bad holding it against him now.
Who'd you get mail from, Doherty?
Mom and Dad. Miss them.
Still no mail either, huh?
Not yet. A new semester just started for Orlando. I'm sure he's just really busy.
Are you still hanging onto that cell phone, Bill White? That story is both pathetic and hilarious at the same time.
I still cry when I read it.
Just a reminder, everyone. Patrol at 09. Make sure you have your weapons clean and you're ready to go. I'm going to the latrine real quick.
Roger.
And we need to stay alert out there. We've been lucky so far.
But luck doesn't exist here.
Just, you know what I mean.
I'm not too sure what the hell just happened.
She's really sensitive about her fiancé. She tries to downplay it, but it's eating her up that he writes so seldom now.
I think you and I both know what's up.
She does too, I think.
What's her best friend's name, by the way?
Jamie. But I think she's still in denial right now.
Well, from what I've heard, this Rolando dude's a pretty good catch.
Yeah.
Sweet, smart, and rich. Sweet, smart, and rich. Sweet, smart, and rich.
No CO?
I found she's rarely ever here in the CP. She's visiting with 2nd Platoon. They had a couple casualties this morning.
Yeah, I know. How are you, Top?
Can't complain. Still in one piece. How's 1st Platoon?
Well, considering my squads are spread out all over the place, I'm still able to keep tabs on everybody. Patrols are running smoothly. 3rd Squad did take some fire last night, but no one got hurt. The squad leader thinks it was a last enemy recon. Your favorite squad is squared away. They've been doing weekly patrols, all without incident. Private Natsumi is due to arrive tomorrow. So far, no delays with that, as far as I can tell.
There's talk we might have to start using an all-Russian airport and convoy people down, or bring people and equipment across from Japan.
That airfield is in bad shape, I know.
Almost totally cut off now. The possibility of our battalion getting relieved in March or April doesn't look good, Sergeant Dower. The enemy is gaining ground. This is the reality. Keep your soldiers informed, but keep rumors under control to the best of your ability. How's 1st Platoon's morale? Are the soldiers getting enough downtime?
Morale is still good. Guard rotations are down to 4 or 5 hour shifts now. Since we're low on fuel for the generators, everybody's MP3 players are dead. So there's been some bitching about that. But as long as everybody stays busy, they seem to stay relatively positive.
Okay, bueno. Got a meeting at battalion. I'll see you mañana. The report is coming tomorrow, too.
Roger, First Sergeant. Hey, Top, before you go.
See?
Anything new on Private Alphabet?
A toxicology report showed opiate. Excessive amounts of opiate in her system.
I thought she was on a mild sleep aid.
No, she was on a prescription for benzo, which they also found in her system.
You think she might have stolen from the clinic?
No clue.
What about the ME's report? Is that done yet?
Not completely, but it did find traces of a 2nd DNA. CEO says he's still being tested. It'll take some time. Nos vemos mañana.
See you tomorrow, First Sergeant.
This is Lima 6. Over.
Lima 6, we have an injury. Over.
An injury? Over.
Roger. I ain't stutter.
What's your location? Over.
We coming up through the dang on wire now. Over.
Roger. En route. Shit.
Don't drop her.
I'm not gonna drop her.
Lay her on her cot. Easy, Nye.
You guys are acting like I stepped on a landmine.
Let me take your boot off, White.
Okay. Ow. Ow.
Honey, we've been here 16 weeks, and you're our first casualty. Now, what do you expect?
Keep it elevated, Melissa. We don't got any ice packs. You good?
I'm good.
All right. I'm going to head back up.
How many patrols we been on out there? Somebody was bound to roll an anchor at some point. Who wants coffee?
Me.
All right.
If every patrol from here on out went like that one did, it would be fine by me.
You sprained your ankle.
I'd sprain it every single time if it kept us from being shot at.
Can't argue with that. Sign me up. I'll sprain everything I got to go home in one piece.
Just an FYI, that reporter's coming today.
That's great. Look at us.
Oh, nah. We are grunts, not supermodels. Besides, ain't like he's coming from Vanity Fair or something.
Or in Doherty's case, National Geographic.
Be nice.
You written your fiancé?
Yes. I hope it gets to him. I don't know what's going on. Other people are getting mail still.
Not everybody.
But I haven't heard from him since August. It's not like him. They're supposed to be finishing the Houston place by now. Maybe he's busy with that.
You mean Corpus Christi?
Huh?
You said his family was building y'all a house in Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah. Corpus Christi. What did I say? Houston? No. Corpus Christi.
You've been sharpening that knife all week. What are you planning on doing with that thing, Patty?
Oh, I don't know. I just figured it's common sense to have a backup in case my saw jams up on me.
So you would literally be bringing a knife to a gunfight?
Oh, I can throw this sucker too. Just common sense. Say you're told to go into an enemy tent and clear it out. You walk in with your rifle, pull the trigger, and it goes click. What you gonna do? Say, oh, wait, nah, hold on. Let me fix this jam, folks. No, honey. Big sis rifle don't work. I'm going to the blade and a slashing like ain't nobody's business. Like Samson with old donkey's jawbone, making mincemeat out of Philistines.
Mincemeat.
And when they pull out their guns?
Well, that's where us women grunts have an advantage over the men grunts.
Uh-huh.
I just pull a Becky Doherty and flash on my booze and just wait for them to surrender.
Makes sense.
Look at here. The thing I've learned about infantry is this. All you need is common sense. You see, some have the uncommon intelligence to tell you the exact speed, trajectory, rotation, and wobble of a 5.56 millimeter bullet in flight of an all that mumbo jumbo. But I got the common sense to tell me to hit the ground before that sucker hits me in the tuchus. It don't take a genius to be a grunt. No, but give Einstein a helmet and a hand grenade and it won't amount to a hill of beans if it ain't got the good old common sense to pull the pin. E equals MC dead in that case. Here y'all go. I'm gonna take Cozy upstairs and yes, Corporate Lopez, relieve him of his duties.
Why is that funny?
What's that, child?
Relieve him of his duties?
Kelly!
Oh, look who's here.
Me.
Oh, my
Annie!
Goodness gracious.
I heard you guys are short a medic.
Oh, my God. Come over here. I can't get up. No, we didn't say we were short a medic. We said we needed a short medic.
Wow, that's messed up.
I'm so happy you made it.
Nothing bad happened from the airfield, right? No incidents?
We thought you wouldn't be here for a long time.
You need help with anything? Here, have some of my special bling.
It's so good. Oh my gosh, I missed you so much. How are you? How was school?
School was good. It was actually kind of like a nice break. The days were long and it was actually cold down there, but I had fun.
I know. It's cold here too. Christmas sucked.
Who's that all bundled up like a cocoon?
Doherty.
All she does is sleep.
How are you? It's Corporal Lopez now?
It's good to see you. We finally have our own medic. And look, your first patient.
I noticed. What'd you do, man?
I think I sprained it.
I'm gonna go up, sweetie. It's a real treat to see you. We'll talk later.
That coffee is out of control.
It's so good.
Dang, it's already bruising. Look how swollen it is.
I know. I don't need x-rays, do I?
Nah, you're good. Just stay off it for like a day or two.
Hear that, Corporal?
Uh-huh. I hear you guys have a boy here.
He's really cool. Sleeps over there.
Is he cute? Where is he?
Upstairs.
I don't think he's available.
I just want to know what he's like.
You'll meet him soon enough.
So how have you been? These bullet holes in the walls tell me it hasn't been that boring.
We had a short battle the first week we got here, but nothing since. Some of the other platoons have lost some people, and the mess sergeant got killed last week. But nothing huge in a couple months beyond that.
Yeah, but I was briefed on the way over. We're losing ground. We're basically surrounded. The ride here from the airfield was really bad. I got bounced around like a rag doll in the back of that deuce and a half. They had to stay off the roads.
Yeah.
Hey, Natsumi, right?
Hi, yeah. Or Annie.
Natsumi.
Or Annie.
It's all right, I'll just call you Dak. Chris Kozak, it's good to meet you. Your reputation precedes you, you know. It's all good, of course. I'm digging that samurai tattoo.
Thanks.
More coffee?
Sure.
What? Corporal?
I'm good.
No, thanks.
Y'all relax. Don't get up. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am. Morning, ma'am.
This is... Who's in that sleeping bag? Daugherty? Wake her up, will you, Kozak?
Becky. Hey, wake up. Becky. Daugherty.
This is Rick Rodemaker. Rick will be staying with you all for a little while. He's here to put a story together for his... Is it a book?
Hello, all. Yes, well, I am going to write a book at some point. I've been embedded with other units following this crazy war since the beginning, but I'll also be doing a bit for a small newspaper, the Chelsea Journal, sort of an ongoing record, if you will.
You ladies in Kozak have had lots of reporters come and go, and I'm sure you've gotten comfortable with it by now. This will be the first time you've had one embedded with you, though. I think it will be interesting to see where the story goes.
Right.
And folks, Rick made it clear to me that you don't have to answer any questions you're not comfortable with, or be in any photos if you don't feel right about that. Okay, well, I guess that about does it. Rick, make yourself comfortable. If you need anything, ask one of the soldiers to contact me on the radio.
Will do. Thanks for everything, Lieutenant.
Not a problem. Any questions for squad?
No, ma'am.
Wyatt, you gonna be all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, y'all carry on.
Take care, ma'am.
Bye, LT.
Thank you, ma'am. See you later.
Take care, ma'am.
Bye-bye now.
Is there somewhere I can put my gear so it's not in the way?
Just wherever you can find a spot. When'd you get in, ma'am?
Late last night. It was slow going. I don't know how many checkpoints I had to go through.
Yeah. As soon as you get up to a good speed, you're slowing down again, right? Coffee?
Sure, thanks. A Kozak, is it? What's it like living with this particular group of women?
Honestly, it's no different than living with the guys. Except it smells a hell of a lot prettier.
For the most part.
Restroom! Restroom.
Oh, coffee's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm gonna head up for a smoke.
You're the medic?
Mm-hmm. I just got here myself.
Is that combat related?
Well, we are in a combat zone, so...
Yeah, I don't think they're giving out purple hearts for two left feet just yet.
You want to pretend you're bandaging her ankle so I can shoot a few?
Sure.
Oh my God, Annie.
What happened?
Okay, now do it like I'm from the Army Times and not Vogue.
Okay. Ow.
Hush, girl. There.
Now I think I do need x-rays.
What's the other girl called?
Daugherty.
Daugherty. From, let's see, Kansas. First name, Rebecca. Sergeant Dow and First Sergeant Rodriguez both said the same thing about her. Said she's, different.
That's Daugherty.
She's a sweetheart.
And she pees a lot.
That's what I know. What you got there?
Oh, just basic demographics on you lot. I called and spoke with your company commander in advance, just to get the jump on who I'd be spending time with here. Is this an old schoolhouse?
Yep.
Well, I'm an open book. You can ask whatever you want. When do I have guard, Corporal?
You're up after Daugherty. Her shift ends at 23:30 hours.
We pull guard duty up on the roof. If you want, you can join me.
Whatever works. As long as all of you are comfortable, and I don't distract you from your responsibilities.
Right. Of course.
This is pretty much all we do. Echo Company has a patrol rotation, and we go out about once a week, but not much else.
Corporal Lopez, right? From San Antonio? What's your opinion on the threat level here?
We have your infrequent small-scale attack. One or two enemy squads will come close enough to fire off 100 rounds, but not much else. We're told from higher up that enemy forces are getting denser and gaining momentum, but we really haven't felt it here yet.
Will you be ready when it happens?
Without a doubt.
The sooner, the better. All this waiting is the hardest part.
Maybe I'll be here long enough to see you ladies in action. You're famous, you know.
Not till Angelina Jolie comes.
Yeah, she shows up, we'll all be set for life.
Or Oprah.
I peed a lot.
Sniper check.
Pardon?
You have a flashlight? Sniper check.
I don't understand.
If I'm a bad guy sniper, I aim at the bright white light in the middle of the night.
Oh, well then, I wouldn't want to get shot through the bright spot. Journalist or not.
Okay, Becky, got you covered.
Okay, bye, Rick. See you later.
Okay, thanks for the input there, Dougherty.
Didn't get much, did ya?
I did not. That being said, I now know there are 288 fluid ounces in a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. And I'm pretty sure she farted.
Oh, no.
More than once.
That sounds about right.
She's very sweet.
She is. We love Dougherty.
So, you're an open book, you said?
Well, not to everyone.
Well, I won't ask anything too intimate. Strictly work-related.
Handsome reporters aren't everyone, though.
Well, I see. Well, I'm no James Longman.
I don't know who that is.
He's a young bloke. Works in Syria.
I love your accent.
Oh, I like yours, too. Very urban, I suppose. Unexpectedly so. Okay, well...
I capitalize on being unexpected. If I were to describe myself... In a nutshell, shock and awe would be more accurate.
I'm decidedly not shocked, yet I am in awe.